Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Now they gonna grow. These sorry motherfuckers ain't gonna do shit. Nothing. Get LeBron some fucking help. Cause these goofballs ain't gonna do shit. They sorry. They fucking suck. I'm selling my fucking booth right now. I got a booth for the next 2 years, 3 years. This year y'all can have it. $5 for the motherfucking booth to the Laker games. $5 is the price. Anybody can have it. All the homies hit me. Blow me up right now.
Now, if you want to slam him for butchering the English language, that's one thing.
No.
But to call him a racist because he said, get a slave ship and ship all these dumb mother effers out of here.
It's about 1,000 other references you could have put besides that.
I understand that, but he's black.
So?
He's okay with that. Doesn't if mean- I said it, it's a problem. He's still- Who's been racist against their own race?
I think it's maybe it's a wrong word. He's not racist, but he's like putting down.
Well, it says here, Snoop meant no disrespect.
Other black men, like why would he put them down like that?
He's,
you can put people down like for being a sucky basketball team,
right?
That's one thing. But saying the N word so many times to me is, I know I'm just a white guy, but to me that N word, how many times he said, well, listen, it is just as offensive as saying slave ship.
The N word, like, is it even?
Why?
Here's the funny part of that. The N-word is not even mentioned in this piece on TMZ.
I know. That's what bothers me. It's not, all of a sudden, that's all okay?
It's not the N-word. Yeah, because they took ownership of that word. And that's fine.
And the way he's using it is putting everybody down. There's no question. It's not even like my friends who are
right. But
N-word.
That's not
whatever.
But that's not what any of this is about. He's getting his balls broken now because he said, get a slave ship. And that's where they said he went on and he was like a racist rant. And I'm like, how are you racist against your own race? That's just stupid. That's just stupid.
I mean, you could have sat and put him in an MF and Uber and get him out of here.
Yeah, he could have, but he didn't. But that doesn't mean he's racist against his own race.
Yeah, it's just
taxi, Uber, bus,
dude,
boat,
he could have said a million
ship,
of,
plane.
Right, but he said slave
anything.
Ship. But he said slave ship.
But why? Why
I don't know why he did, but he's black, and you can't be racist against your own race.
Well, that's I don't know if that's not true. I mean, I
Monica hates brown people.
I call white people crackers all the time. It doesn't mean I don't like white people. I just think it's funny.
What's the chick's name who, she was just in the news recently, and she's African-American, and she has nothing but bad things to say about her own and African-American. Yeah, she was just in the news for
was she the one that interviewed Roseanne?
Yeah.
Candace
Marlboro. I don't remember.
Candace Owen? No. Whatever.
But yeah.
She's the one who interviewed Roseanne.
She's very outspoken about her feelings.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not saying she's racist.
But that's not where Snoop Dogg was coming from.
Right, Candace Owens.
Owens.
Because she's outspoken about a faction of her race doesn't make her racist.
I don't know if she's racist, but she doesn't have... I don't know that Snoop Dogg was racist there. He just made very insensitive comments.
See, that's why I think it's the wrong word.
But that's what I'm saying. Mm-hmm. He used the wrong word, but you can't be racist against your own race.
Right, I'm saying it's not racist. Yeah. I said racist.
And that's the wrong word. And saying things about people of your own race and holding them accountable for things, that doesn't make you racist.
Right. That's just criticism.
That's criticism. There's a big-ass difference.
Wrong with that.
I still think it's I don't know that Snoop Dogg was, but I think it's possible to be racist against... your own race, meaning if you say the word racist, meaning you're putting your entire, let's just say Irish people, and I'm Irish, and I'm saying all Irish people are drunks or whatever, and putting something on them, they're not, but putting something on that like the entire Irish group of people, that's racist against your own people.
See, racist used to be that you were prejudiced, biased against a certain type of person, ethnicity or whatever.
Because
now it's when you say certain phrases or you say Irish people drink, whatever it is. And so now he's talking about a team sucking, and now how is he racist? I mean, I understand he's inappropriate.
Well, he needs
the slave ship thing I bet if you ask Snoop Dogg, you'd be like, what do you mean I'm racist? I'm not racist. I'm for black guys. Why would he ever say he's not racist? He's just using words that are absolutely inappropriate and putting these guys down in a horrible way. But he's not racist doing it. He's putting them down inappropriately, the wrong way.
I'm not a big basketball fan, but have any of you guys watched the Lakers game lately?
Not good.
No. Mm-hmm. He's not wrong.
Was he talking about his suite when he said his boof?
His boof.
Is that with an F?
The suite. Yeah. That's what he said.
Suite, right?
That's what I said. If you want to break his, but if you want to get on him for obliterating the English language, go right ahead.
Get LeBron some f***ing help. Because these goofballs ain't going to do shit. They sorry. They f***ing suck. I'm selling my f***ing booth right now. I got a booth for the next 2 years, 3 years. This year, y'all can have it.
$5 for my booth.
That's not a booth. Good God.
I got a booth for the next 2 years, 3 years.
He definitely says boof three times.
The boof part of it. Come on, man.
That's Ron, funny. Ron on line two. What's up?
For the next.
How's it going?
What's up?
Hey, Monica, how you doing? Will you be my boof?
$5.
Hey, yeah, they're $5, yeah. Hey, I mean, don't you think that, I agree a little bit with Monica, though. I mean, don't you think that he's being a little racist? Because, hey, if he's talking about his own kind like that or his own race, that you obviously know that that's in him. I mean, and he's keeping it alive by doing that. You know, everybody wants to hit, you know, we want this to stop, you know.
So, hold on.
You know.
So, yeah. Every rapper that uses the N-word is racist against his own race?
Well, I mean, if you keep putting it into somebody's head, you know, you're keeping it alive is what I'm trying to say.
I'll give you it.
Okay, and it's like, you know, I'm Italian, so I don't sit there and, you know, make fun of my guys, like, behind their back, you know what I mean, while we're together, maybe, but not out in the open and public and stuff like that. I'm not going to do that to them, because that's just disrespectful, and I just think that he's disrespecting, and he is a little racist in his own way. I mean, because, and how do you know what he's saying about the white people if he's out there, you know, because
That's a whole separate thing, though. Then you're assuming stuff.
If you want to know how he feels, watch him talk about Trump and go ballistic. But it's not about white people.
But
again, here's the thing. It's not about white people. It's about Trump. It's not about black people. It's about the Lakers. You know what I'm saying? Like, he's not saying everyone, I can't. You know, when you're a racist, it's a blanket statement.
But he's using words that are absolutely racists will use the N-word,
right.
Of course.
And if a white guy said it, then it would be wrong. It would be racist.
Automatic.
So it's he's keeping it alive. Drop it. Let's drop everything. Stop using these words. And just for what? What is
Ron,
it going to describe?
I'm with you.
You want my boof?
Yeah, I'll be your boof, man. We're going boof ways.
Let's go boof. Well, totally. Let's boof it up. Let's boof it up.
I love you guys. See you later. Love you, Monica.
See you, Ron.
I just think I think the term racist gets thrown around all willy-nilly.
It's too easy to say, he's racist. Stupid. No. Think about what you're saying and think about what he said.
Snoop is not racist against his own race.
Right.
It's just dumb.
He used absolutely wrong words, and maybe he was using it to, I don't know, make it. I mean, it's not a serious point. It's about a basketball team sucking.
I feel like racism
really
is a mentality. So someone's thinking in their head or how they're feeling about a certain group of people, it comes out in their language, not with boof.
Maybe.
But like that's, but when, if they can say things against that group, that's how their mentality is. Oh my God, I love that word boof. and that's what to me makes racism a mentality. Mm-hmm. And then if you're going to say certain things, that's going to reflect what's in your head.
Mm. He's not racist against his own people.
No. I don't know that he is, but
he's not.
I wish he wouldn't have.
You wish he didn't say slave ship.
Of course. Yes.
Okay.
I wish he hadn't said all the N-words. What is he doing? Like, why? Why are you putting these guys down like that?
They own it.
But that's not.
He owns it. He owns the word.
I don't understand what that means. Owns it. It's a word that nobody should say, according to many, 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 many people in this society.
I got you.
So
I get it, but you can't sit here and try and tell me that every rapper that uses the N-word is racist against his own people.
No, I know.
It's not the case.
No, that's not what's in their heart or whatever.
If you want the word to go away, continuing to use it that way, no matter what, it's just never going to go away.
It's almost, and I don't know, but when I hear that rappers using it about other rappers or whatever, I take it as almost a bonding situation. I would never say it, and I don't choose to bond that way, but there are people, like, I've heard you, JP, use...
Not me. You ain't bringing me down with this ship.
No, not that word, but Italian Italian say words that I would never say either. That about
Guinea, wop, dago, which one is it that bothers you the most?
Oh, God, I'm going to have a heart attack right here.
She's sweating.
I can say it.
But that's what I'm saying. So if you said that to another Italian guy, is that a form of bonding? Like, you guys get each other and you guys know?
No, my friend Tom, who's Irish, once referred to me as a garlic-eating savage.
No, oh my God.
Monica, there's nothing wrong with those words. Garlic, eating, or savage, all three words are okay.
No.
Putting them together is kind of funny.
I actually laughed really hard when he called me a garlic-eating savage.
Great.
Yeah.
What, Monica, do you think that's something that shouldn't be said out loud in the air?
It ever should ever be said to anybody. That's horrible. That's awful. That's
garlic
awful.
Eating savage. Wow.
What if
I can't
someone
find
called
anything
me a
about it
bean
wrong.
Eating savage? That's horrible.
I would laugh.
That's horrible. That's awful.
That's.
What about tamale eating savage? Can you okay with that one?
None of it.
Where can I go with this?
Nowhere.
Because I'm going.
No.
Here's the thing.
Why do you
the garlic eating savage doesn't seem bad to me because Italians aren't a group that.
Are
maybe
savages?
Has words that are in that really bad, bad area.
Guinea
but like, I get Monica's point. Bean eating savage would be way worse than garlic eating savage.
Guinea pisses off a lot of people.
I don't like
yeah,
that.
I bet. Yeah, I bet. I can see that.
I don't, none of this bothers me, so I don't care. You know how I feel about any of this stuff.
Yeah.
None of it gets to me.
I'm Let's special. See. Jay is on line four. Hey, Jay. Roger, JP, what's up?
I just want to hear that video clip again.
Yeah. Hey, guys. Everybody keeps saying racism. It's not really. I mean, you
right.
can't be racist against your own race. If he was in a position where he owned a business and he denied his services or you know his products to people of his own race, then yeah, he could be racist. But you know, say for instance, there's black people that work the system. You know that are pieces of crap. I don't like them. That doesn't mean I'm racist. I might be bigoted towards them, but. Doesn't mean I hate all black people. I just don't like that particular group of black people.
But there's also
you know,
white,
or white people
that...
or Chinese people or mm-hmm. Spanish people, whoever.
You just hate anybody who's working the system.
Yeah, man. And yeah. People use this word racism. It just flies out of people's mouths. It's most people aren't racist. Most people are bigoted. You know, it's semantics. But man, it's you know everybody wants to fly to that racism word, and that's
right.
part of what's
yeah,
screwing
yeah.
the country up.
You're right.
All right.
That
most
was it.
People...
That was all I had to say.
Thank you, Jay.
Thanks,
racist.
Guys. Love the show.
Very succinct.
And we're lucky that Roger is both racist and bigoted.
How is that even possible?
When was the last time you used a black guy's thank guy in the envelope?
What are you talking
just
about?
Saying. Just saying.
You haven't.
No.
You
how
haven't.
How do you make that generalization and then you, Monica, agree with
because
it?
Because I didn't think of it. I never would have ever thought of you as any kind of bigot or racist at all. You're
I'm not.
Extremely open-minded.
She only thinks of me that way.
Yes. But...
Both.
You're
so if I had in my pocket the date of the last African American guy or woman I used as dead guy in the envelope and I had the date, would that make you feel better about it?
No.
Say, no. You think
I say play the percentages.
Track.
What
yeah.
what percentage?
You're like, oh, you're being too defensive. Why
no,
are you
then
you're
keeping
right?
track as this is your defense. Oh, yeah, well, I used it exactly 6 months ago.
Like, yeah. It's like saying, I got a friend who's black.
Yeah.
All right,
not
see?
Gonna work.
So I have no idea. I go with whatever dead guy in the envelope is good and coming up the next in the rotation sounds good to me.
Coming
That's
up.
It.
Just
play
no,
that
just
clip no again, the whole thing.
Yeah, Boof. Snoop.
Boof.
Bad year, man. It was terrible watching my Steelers play this year. And it's terrible watching my Lakers play. Somebody got to go. Somebody got to go. Matter of fact, a lot of got to go. Starting with the coach. Well, this ain't going to work. This is not the L.A. way. Ship all them out. Get a slave ship and ship all them sorry motherfuckers the fuck out of here. Sick of this trying to act like it's going to be all right. It's going to be cool. They going to figure it out. They going to grow. These sorry motherfuckers ain't going to do shit. Nothing. Get LeBron some fucking help. Because these goofballs ain't going to do shit. They sorry. They fucking suck. I'm selling my fucking booth right now. I got a booth for the next 2 years, 3 years. This year, y'all can have it. $5 for the motherfucking booth to the Laker games. $5 is the price. Anybody can have it. All the homies hit me. Blow me up right now.
Funny that he calls a suite a booth. This is great.
Why did
Nobody's ever called
suite?
It a booth to him.
Booth, booth,
no.
Booth. Booth, booth,
Although when he was
booth,
in...
Booth, booth,
when he was in the... booth for the that one hockey game. Did you hear that at all?
Yeah, it was great.
It was phenomenal.
Yeah.
Maybe that's why he calls it a booth.
If you want to see, to me, Snoop at his absolute best, when he did Snoop Dogg's Animal Planet, and he's doing the play-by-play like on a National Geographic, like animal, like in the wild kind of thing. Absolutely hysterical. You go on YouTube and just look it up.
That's kind of... why I think it's easy to say that he's not being racist in this scenario, because when I think of Snoop, I feel like he's got that persona. Like, you wouldn't, I think people look at him a certain way as far as his entertainment value. And him saying this, maybe people are used to it or would expect it to come from him. Does that make sense?
The fact that anybody wants to peg Snoop as a racist against his own people is the most idiotic nonsense I've heard in a very long time.
I love pegging.
A very long time.
Here's the thing, though, is if I, and like I said, I have this idea of Snoop Dogg, I don't see him apologizing for that. I don't see him saying, I'm so sorry I offended people, and please don't think that I'm racist and or any of that.
He should come out.
No, I can't wait for his next video to explain the whole thing.
He should come out.
I can't
racist
wait.
Against my own people? Man, you mother... dumb.
Hi.
That's what he should do. Now, who wants to go in my booth?
Find out. Roger and JP, 1025 The Bone. The phone number is 727-579-1025. 800-771-1025. Top 10 list coming up after 1:30. Be right back.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.